Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Rosie Rogers.
In September 2011.
Where the theme was holidays.
This is my first time doing this, and my name is Rosie Rogers, so it's kind of a porn star name, so bear with me if this goes all a bit wrong. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about when me and my best friend Emily, who's like really little, really cute, went to Creamfields, which is a festival in Liverpool. Yeah, Liverpool. And it's really skanky, like you only go if you're skanky, and you have those big furry boots, and your fake tan runs into your furry boots, and it's really awful. But we got free tickets, so we thought, yeah, woo, Liverpool, let's go. So we went on a Friday night, and we stayed up all night in Camden, getting really hammered and getting into the party atmosphere. And then a few days earlier, we went online, and we were like, oh, we'll do a car share, because we had no money at the time. And so we went online, it was kind of like the Three Bears and Goldilocks. We were like, oh, you know, this guy. We looked at all the places, all the people driving from like Notting Hill area to Creamfields. And the first guy in our area was like, yeah, I want to have a really good time, have loads of sex in the car and just, you know, have a great hippie time. We're like, nah. Second guy was kind of like, you know, he was like, oh, I want to do loads of drugs. I've got loads of drugs. I don't know. I don't care who you are as long as you love drugs. Like, no. Third guy, you know, it's kind of the best one, really. And he's just like, I just want someone to share a lift with. I just want some money. I don't really care what you do. You can have a nap. Great. Good. Book this guy. So got really hammered in Camden, got all of our stuff. Because we were getting a lift there and back, I don't know if you've seen The Labyrinth, but there's a woman in The Labyrinth which has so much stuff that she kind of can't move. And she just has bags and bags and bags. And I'm kind of a bag lady anyway. So I had loads of bags and sleeping bag and like a massive 8-person tent for two little tiny girls. Because we thought we were getting a lift there and back. So I had loads of stuff. So we went to Camden, got pissed, got all of our stuff and met this guy who was going to drive us up there. Met the guy. And we're like, great, thank you so much. Here's your 40 quid or whatever. Score. We were so smug. Just so smug. Then it all went horribly wrong. Oh, it was just awful. So we were in the car for about 25 minutes just chatting, you know, as you're doing a car share. You're like, oh, what's your name? Where do you come from? Blah, blah, blah. Got chatting. And then there was two guys in the front and me and my best friend Emily in the back. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys turns around who's driving and puts on a gas mask and turns around and looks at us and goes, do you like my outfit? And we were like, oh, God. We both did a psychology degree and instantaneously both looked at each other like, uh-huh. Right, that's a gas mask. He's driving and he's looking behind himself at us and not driving and he has a gas mask on. Oh, fuck. And then it just got really progressively worse. And I'm going to speed through it because it's a really long story. So it turns out they were mental. So the guy in the passenger seat turns around to me and was like, oh, right, so which one of my adverts, plural, did you reply to? It was the same guy for all three adverts. Oh, my fuck. And me and my friend just looked at each other like, oh, God. Oh, God. He's the one who wants to have lots of sex and take lots of drugs. And we've never even, like, done weed that much. We're really innocent. We're only little. Help, help. We just completely panicked. We thought, oh, God, the mental are going to rape us. Shit. And we're not really strong. I don't do kickboxing. I don't know what to do. So we completely panicked. We were like, stay cool. It's okay. I've worked in a mental health hospital. It's fine. So we're in the back. guy with the gas mask, still driving with the gas mask on. Other guy just waffling on. He was like, oh yeah, you know, I put this one advert, no one replied, and I did the other one, but I thought you'd go for it because, you know, you girls like you have a good time. And we're like, no, definitely like don't like to have a good time. We're celibate, we're Christian, no sex for marriage, soz. And it just got really bad. So then it turns out that we were going from Notting Hill to Liverpool, which seems to be north. And I kind of was like, huh, seems to be that we're going south. So we were going south. We weren't going north. We were going south with the mass driver and the crazy drug addict. So we were really starting to panic at this point. And this is all true, by the way. It's unbelievable. And it gets worse, people. It gets worse. So we were driving along, and then the guy, the druggie, let's say, wanted to swap seats. So he wanted Emily to go in the front to keep the gas mask guy awake because he was really tired. And also remembering that we hadn't had any sleep because we were in Camden partying all night. So the guy, the druggie, got in the back with me. And I, you know, I'm a Disney kid. I grew up on Disney. I love Disney. My brother's got autism. We just watch Disney all the time. And he's like, do you like Disney? I was like, yeah, great. Let's talk about that. And he pulls up his shirt. And he's got have you seen, were the things that dispense candy? What are they called? Pez. Yeah, he had a Pez belt. And I was like, huh, okay, let's work with this. Pez belt, great. He's like, do you want some? And I was like, put my hand out. They were ecstasy tablets. It was ecstasy Pez. And I was like, you're just ruining my childhood. I'm really innocent. I can't handle this. So he got out his little Pez, and then he got out this like cylinder thing attached to the upper part of his body, which made me see his nipples, which is really unfortunate because they're really hairy. And it just had like just shitloads of coke and acid. And I don't really even know what these things look like. And he was like, so that's this and that's that. I was like, oh, that's nice. Okay, great. Help. And so then I looked outside and I was like, oh, fuck, we're in Cambridge. And Cambridge isn't anywhere near Liverpool. I don't know if you know your geography, but it's nowhere near. So me and Emily really started to panic at this point, and I was sending Schneidy texts saying, fuck, what do we do? What do we do? And she was sending texts back, and it was already panicky. So then basically we just said, right, we need to stop the car now. And eventually we lied and said that we wanted to go to the toilet. And then the guy with the gas mask fell asleep, and then the guy in the back didn't really notice. We just got all of our stuff and just ran. And we thought we were safe. And so then we were running. And then I looked over at Emily and I was like, oh my God, what's happened to your hand? And her hand was genuinely 5 times the size of her actual hand. And I don't know what happened, but apparently she got bitten by a bug or something. So her hand ballooned and ballooned. And we went into the nearest place, which happens to be the bloody Ritz. I know, you can't make this stuff up. Went into the Ritz, completely panicked. You know, we were like, oh God, these guys are going to rape us. They've got gas masks on and they've broken down. And my hand's... my friend's hand. And so they called the on-call nurse to come and look at my friend's hand, and she came down and she's like, it's gonna have to go, you might have to get it amputated. I'm not even joking, your hand is so big it's cutting off circulation. So me and my friend started to really panic, and then went outside, and they're like, this is like 4:30 in the morning, so there was no cars, no nothing. And then a police car drives by. So we hailed down the police car with this massive hand. And it was so sad. I was like, put your thumb out. He can't ignore it. Come on. And this huge hand. And then the police car stops, and then he drove us to Cambridge Hospital. So it's about 7:30 in the morning. You know, I was drooling. I was so tired and so just fed up. And then eventually it was just that the ring, her hand got bitten by a bug, and the ring cut off the circulation. So didn't have to chop her hand off. So we found a safe in Cambridge, and we were like, God, we have to get to Liverpool. So then we had to spend 70 quid getting to Liverpool to actually get to the bloody festival, which just, you know, really upset us, because the point was we didn't have any money. So last bit of the story. We turned up, eventually got to the festival, and I borrowed my friend Jen's handbag. And I went to the festival, and we had all our stuff, and we couldn't believe what happened, and we're kind of a little, you know, we hadn't slept at this point in, like, whatever, 18 hours, no, more than that, like the day before plus that, so a lot of hours. And just completely panicked. And then went into the festival, and I had my handbag, and there was some sniffer dogs came up to me, and they're like having a whiff. I was like, oh God, I haven't got anything on me, so it doesn't matter. Like, we didn't even bring any drugs to this festival, which shows how naive we are. And then this policeman stopped me and was like, oh, can we check your bag? I was like, I haven't got anything in it. Like, I definitely don't have any drugs. I'm really innocent. I just had this awful journey and the Pez and the hand and the saga. And then he looked through my bag and he found a massive bag of MDMA. because I borrowed the bag from my friend Jen, who's a massive druggie, and she left the MDMA in the bag. And I was like, you're joking me. I thought I was going to go to prison. I run a charity. I thought of my mom and the big hand and the pears, and oh, it's just so bad. And then the gas mask, and I was really worried he was going to be at the festival. And then the weirdest thing was the policeman was like, yeah, yeah, this isn't yours, whatever. It's like, no, no, but it isn't. And you know that conviction, you're like, this isn't actually mine. I was trying to convince him, and then he wouldn't believe me. And he said, right, I'll make you a deal. If you take half now, I'll take half now. And we took half each, and then I started my festival. The end.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.